Hi, Bill McKeever here from Mormonism Research Ministry. If you are in the Salt Lake City area, you might be interested in an in-depth class I've been asked to teach for the Lifeline Institute called Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine. This is a 20-hour course that is sponsored by Lifeline Community in West Jordan, Utah. Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine begins on January 29th, and because it consists of 10 two-hour classes, I will be covering the unique history and teachings of the LDS faith much more thoroughly than is possible in a regular church setting. Again, Mormonism, Its History and Doctrine, starts on January 29th at the West Campus of Lifeline Community, located at 4431 West, 8200 South in West Jordan, Utah. For more information about tuition and time, visit our homepage at mrm.org. I think you'll enjoy this in-depth format, and I hope you can attend.
Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. Well, it's the first full week of 2015. If you're probably like many of us, whatever New Year's resolution you made before 2015, you may have already violated. But we have an idea for you. We
have an idea. Is that like a covenant, Bill?
Kind of like a covenant, and especially when it has to do with losing weight and things like that. How often do we keep those?
Broken promises are all over the place, especially the first week of February. So,
no doubt.
Good intention. What do they say? The road to hell is paved with good intentions.
Paved with good intentions. Well, anyway, we want to talk about something today that maybe that might be a benefit for you in the coming year. Not for the entire year, but it's something that we're pretty excited about, and it's something that we offer at MRM that probably a lot of people don't even know we have. And it's a 30-day devotional that was edited by MRM's own Sharon Lindblom. And of course, Sharon runs our blog site, Mormon Coffee. She's amazing at how she can put together so many really good, articulate articles for that blog site. But she also put together this devotional. It's called the 30-Day Devotional on Discernment. Now, there's a lot of devotionals that are out there. There's a lot of good devotionals that are out there. But this one is unique because it deals with more of an apologetic theme.
I've never seen a devotional book that has dealt with the whole year, for instance, of apologetic theme, and she's done well with the 30 days, though. I mean, these are really neat little devotionals that wouldn't take you more than maybe 5 to 10 minutes, and I would say jumpstart your devotional life if right now you haven't really started anything for this new year. This would be a great way to get it started.
This was a project that Sharon did several years ago, and she did it with four other people. It was Brett and Kathleen Baldwin. There was Corey Lavasseur. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name quite accurately. And then Laurel Warwick. And what they did was they each were assigned, I guess, a day or something, and they've done a number of them. So we have four contributors, or five contributors, if you will, a husband and wife team, that have put together these devotionals that have to do with discernment. And again, it's unique in that you don't see a lot of devotionals that are along those lines.
Yeah, in the preface, they write this: life is busy. Therefore, the devotions in Water Around the Altar, which is the name of this booklet, are designed to take only a few minutes of your day. Begin by reading the Bible verse chosen for the day, then use your own Bible to look up and read the scripture passage indicated in the sidebar. Follow up by reading the short, thought-provoking commentary. Each devotion then concludes with a point for specific prayer. And they end this preface by saying this: we might ask, why does all this matter? Isn't discernment just another word for wasting time thinking about whether angels can dance on the head of a pin? Not at all. Hebrews 2:1 says, for this reason we must pay closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. Let's anchor ourselves firmly to God's truth. And so the very purpose of this is to deal with issues that a lot of Christians just don't really think too much about. Apologetics is a positive word. It comes out of 1 Peter chapter 3. The word answer, to have an answer for everyone who asks you. And so a little booklet like this, going through this, might spark your understanding better of who God is and why reasoning is so important. And not only that in this book, but they also include testimonies. For instance, right after day 22, there's a testimony that's titled, Understanding He is God. And as you mentioned earlier, Sharon has a great writing style. She has a way of putting things that when I've read some of her blogs especially, it's like, wow, the way that she's put this is so straightforward and understandable. This is a booklet I think any Christian could understand and get a lot out of in just 30 days.
Another testimony is from our good friend Mike Thomas. Mike Thomas lives in Wales, in Swansea, Wales. He's a former Mormon. And a great guy. When my wife and I were back in England, when I was speaking at a conference there, stayed at Mike and Ann Thomas's home. And they're just delightful people, have a great testimony of what the Lord has done in their lives. And certainly Mike has a lot of good things to say. I really enjoy reading his blog site also. This whole idea of starting your day off thinking along the lines of discernment. I've got to tell you, Eric, if there's one area, my wife tells me this all the time, Tammy says, if there's one thing I'm praying for God's church, and that is that they have discernment. Mm. Because let's be serious. If there is one area that the Christian church is really lacking, it's in the area of discernment. Now, that doesn't come to an individual magically. It doesn't happen. Discernment is going to be found in a person who takes the time to learn, takes the time to study God's word, to understand what God's will is for that individual in their life. That's what it's coupled with. People who think that they just automatically have this mysteriously given to them, I think, are fooling themselves. Mm-hmm. We find that discernment is often tied in the Bible with wisdom. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. Mm-hmm. You have to have knowledge in order to have wisdom. And I've got to be honest with you folks, there are a lot of Christians out there where when I read some of the things these Christians are saying, I just shake my head and wonder, where in the world did they get that?
And you know, where does wisdom come from but from God's word? And that's why I like this booklet. It deals with different passages that she's going to ask you to read. Just a few verses. Again, this shouldn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes. And then give you more scripture in her writing. I would like to read day 18, if you don't mind, Bill. It's called Fooled You. And then we're going to tell people how they can get a PDF copy of this so they can get their devotional lives jump started. Listen to what she says. This is Sharon writing. That's why I say she, because she wrote this particular one. It's called Fooled You. Jesus said the devil is the father of lies, in whom there is no truth, John 8:44. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that deception is the primary tactic used by false prophets and false teachers. And living in Utah, we know that pretty well. In his first letter to Timothy, Paul warned about deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Regrettably, according to Paul, these teachers won't look like demons. Their heretical doctrines will be presented to the church by men thought to be trustworthy. Paul said these men were hypocritical liars whose consciences had been seared beyond feeling. In Paul's second letter to Timothy, he described the false teachers more fully. Quote, evil men and imposters will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived, end quote. Then 2 Timothy 3:13. Jesus warned his followers against deception many times. His words in Matthew 24:24 are particularly chilling. Quote, for false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible, end quote. The word translated deceive is not passive, indicating mere trickery. It is an active verb meaning, quote, to seduce, end quote, or to lead astray. These deceptions are compelling indeed. A website describing the honest deception of performing magicians provides some interesting insight. A magician tosses an orange into the air. Three times the orange rises and falls, each toss being made with the identical motions of the performer's body and hands. The fourth time, we see the orange rise and vanish. Actually, the orange never left his empty right hand the fourth time. but the repetition of his preceding movements had deceived us. We observed what we had expected to see and were fooled. Like the magician's illusion, false teachers and false prophets deceive us by lulling us into a false sense of security until we drop our guard. They initially give us what we expect, but then go from bad to worse. Watch out.
Boy, I'm sure there's a lot of former Mormons that wish they knew that before they got involved with the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, that's for sure.
And then besides having you read the passage and having you read the little devotional, she has a prayer point, which I think every Christian should be in prayer. I mean, we're told to pray without ceasing, and it says this in the prayer point for day 18. Ask God to help you through deceptions and listen closely to his truth, using it to discern by words rather than deeds. Short one sentence, an idea for you to now go to prayer after reading that devotional and just dedicating it to God and saying, God, help me not to be deceived. I don't want to be fooled. Help me to have my eyes opened. And if you pray that sincerely, I believe God will help you to be able to have discernment, to be able to have wisdom, because God says in James chapter 1 that we're allowed to do that. We're allowed to come to him and ask, and he will provide wisdom to us.
There's certainly nothing wrong with being skeptical as well as being a Christian. In fact, I think in this day and age, all of us as Christians should be a bit skeptical about a lot of what we hear. And unfortunately, too many of us as professing Christians, we too easily believe a lot of what we hear, whether it's on the web or on television, on the radio and such. And we need to be more careful. The booklet's titled Water Round the Altar, a 30-day devotional on discernment. It was edited by our own Sharon Lindblom, and we want to get a copy of this in your hands. It's only a 30-day devotional. There's not a 365-day commitment to this. Water Round the Altar. Now, Eric, why don't you explain to our listeners how they can get a copy of this?
Send a donation of any size to MRM on our website, mrm.org. On the right side, there's a donate button. It goes to PayPal. For a donation of any size, we'll send you a PDF copy that you can actually have on your computer and open up your day by reading one of these. Do that. Make sure you leave an email address for us, because not always does PayPal give that to us. So when you do that, just automatically put that in, and we'll send that to you within a week or two.
It's a PDF version of Water Round the Altar, a 30-day devotional on discernment, edited by Sharon Lindblom, who works with us here at Mormonism Research Ministry. And as Eric has said, if you'd like a free copy, it's a PDF version. We'd be glad to send that to you.
And this is only for the month of January. It's our internet special for the month of January.
Water Round the Altar, a 30-day devotional on discernment. Hope you'll get yourself a copy. Thank you very much for your support of Mormonism Research Ministry.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. At Mormonism Research Ministry, we're committed to equipping Christian believers to effectively share their faith with their Mormon friends and loved ones. That's why we produce Viewpoint on Mormonism, as well as operate our website, mrm.org, where you can find a wealth of information on this topic. We also have books and downloadable MP3s available online. In addition, we invite you to join in on the conversation at our blog site called Mormon Coffee. We want to be your resource for helping you better share the Christian faith.